This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is the DJV program with Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Happy to have everybody along. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the political realities of where we are. I thought it was interesting that Elizabeth Warren was saying, "Oh, Bernie, why did you say those nasty things about me?" And I don't know, are they nasty? What are they? I mean, under the circumstances, they both are members of the Progressive Peace Pact, right? Isn't that the, and so apparently the Bernie Sanders camp sent out some talking points that suggest that she's an elitist. I could have told you that, Bernie, a long time ago. Took you this long to figure that out? Or have they not wanted to break with one another, Jennifer? What do you think?
So the campaign sends this out. Bernie himself keeps his hands clean because he doesn't really say it, but his campaign says that she's the elitist member of kind of this progressive branch of the Democrat Party. And his protesters go to town. Bernie supporters are very passionate. And that's why, you know, if you look at the candidates who are garnering excitement, President Trump, we know, does. He fills up people's stadiums and he's got lots of people that'll come out and watch him speak. That's not true with many of the candidates on the Democrat side. And this is not about their quality of their candidacy, but over the weekend, Bloomberg hosted an event for 45 people that turned up. There's much smaller numbers, much more typical of what political events used to see prior to President Trump. But Bernie Sanders can pack them in. Bernie Sanders gets his people all riled up and ready to go. And so his followers, we're starting to give it to Elizabeth Warren on Twitter, on social media. And so Elizabeth Warren said that Bernie's actually sending his volunteers out to trash her. I don't know if that was necessarily the point, but we are seeing people heat up in their rhetoric. Bernie's been going after Biden now. He's been striking up. He wants to be the front runner. Now he's number two. You see Elizabeth Warren going after both Bernie and Joe Biden. So things are starting to heat up where they were pretty peaceful and staying in their own lane for the most part, other than a few moments in the debates where they would challenge each other. This race is heating up, and that's because we are literally just about 20 days before Iowa, before the Iowa caucus. And so this is go time for these candidates, and it feels strange because we've been following this for over a year now, right? The 2020 race started last year at this time, and so now we're actually finally getting to the point
where it starts to matter. And started the day that Trump was inaugurated.
Yeah, 2016. Sure. But right. When we've started covering it, you have people jumping in the race in January. Kamala Harris, Julian Castro, they all jumped in January of 2019. So this started a long time ago. And now we're seeing it actually start to come to fruition with no real front runner. Joe Biden, for all intents and purposes, is the front runner nationally. But when you drill down into the states, the jewels are spread quite evenly amongst the candidates. And Bernie Sanders is looking better and better by the day. It's now his chance to shine like we thought it was Elizabeth Warren's during the summer. So now the claws are coming out. It's go time for a lot of these guys.
Well, you'll notice.
Go ahead.
Let me set the stage for what you want to talk about. In terms of, you mentioned the four sort of major candidates, there's a certain amount, and this is not to do with you, but it is so typical of the right itself in terms of analyzing all of this stuff. There's a continuing, whether it's the I'm going to ignore this guy and hope that he goes away factor, or whatever it is. Michael Bloomberg is making statements. You know, he may have only had 45 people, but figure out, I would think.
Well, just look at the polls. I'm just talking about the top four candidates in the polls. I know you like him. I'm just talking
about. No, not about whether I like him or I don't like him. What it is right. The news media and others, in their arrogance, looking at trying to, I see this all over the Huffington Post every day, they're trying to ignore Bloomberg, and they are like MSNBC.
Well, they may have a candidate, but when I talk about it here, remind you, I'm not trying to rally for anybody on the Democrats, because I'm not going to vote for any of them. I'm just, it's like I don't talk about Cory Booker that much, because he's still in the race, but he's not in the top tier at this point. You know?
So I'll finish my point. The point is that Bloomberg, in this circumstance, is a lot smarter than most of the other candidates, if not all of them, in understanding how the media, news media especially, but media in general works, exposure. So there's a printed piece that has appeared in which Bloomberg focuses on the first two primaries and how really it doesn't do the Democrats any good. It's more for the Republicans, if I'm paraphrasing correctly, Victoria, what I think
well,
is
he makes the argument that that just focusing on Iowa and New Hampshire, he said there's nothing something wrong with that. He said that there's nothing wrong with the voters in Iowa or New Hampshire, but he said they're the most homogenized states, and they're just basically means it's just all white voters. And he said that meanwhile, if you look at what Trump's doing, he said Trump is spending his time in Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, and North Carolina, all the states that Hillary lost in a razor thin margin. And he's making the argument that he might only have 45 people sitting in a room, but he's going to places like Detroit, Montgomery, Phoenix, Houston, and that's where all the minority voters are. And he said in almost every case, they come up to him and say, no one comes here to campaign. No one cares about us here. And he's taking a different approach. And I agree with that.
We're under the same. This is what's so wrong. You know, there are a lot of things that are right here, but there are some really dramatic things about the whole process that are just plain wrong. And they have been for as long as the news media...
Oh, the DNC is it's a big source of frustration for me personally. I just think that they've got their heads up their butts.
Well, both of them. The Republican National Committee does too.
Well, I don't really know the inner workings of the RNC, but yeah.
Well,
no, I
got to
tell you, the DNC, way worse, because guess what? Yeah. They have the super delegates. They actually determine who the candidate's going to be in the primary.
And they screwed Bernie over. Everybody knows that.
Deborah Wasserman Schultz, whatever her name is.
Yep.
She completely single-handedly
Bernie.
Yeah, and so you got something there, Jennifer, in terms of how the Democratic Party works.
You think the RNC wanted to run Trump? No, they didn't.
No,
they did not want to.
Trump
but it's a much
well. Look at Reed Rents Priebus or whatever his name is. He tried to do the same thing by trying to oust Trump in the process. Make no mistake about it.
Because I know you both like Bloomberg a lot. One thing I'd warn you is that Bloomberg's running like he's already in a general election, and that's a mistake. That is going to be a big mistake for him. Does he want to spend all of his money in Iowa? No, he's saying that because he got into the race too late to get on those ballots, so he's downplaying their importance.
I disagree. What he said in this, because this is
facts,
all he wrote this. You
facts
should
are
read
facts.
What his...
The facts are that he got in the race too late to be on the ballot in those places.
But Jen, his argument, and you really should read this because it's an interesting piece. His argument is those two states are inconsequential in the general
election.
They might
be. That's
why
his thing,
he doesn't care.
But here's the problem. You see what you just said? Is they're inconsequential in the general election. He's right. But he is not going to make it to the general election unless he wins a primary. And so what I'm saying is I think Michael Bloomberg's strategy now, if he were the only candidate in a general election, would be really smart. That's exactly what he should be doing. But the benefit that Trump or any incumbent has is that he really has to just focus on ginning up the states that he needs for a general. To get there, Democrats are going to have to figure out how to win the primary. And I think
what I think Victoria just said is that he's going to all the same states that Trump is. Basically.
Well, Trump doesn't matter. Following him.
Trump is not his opponent. Who's his opponent? His opponent are the 20 Democrats running against him.
I think you'll be very surprised at how this sticks out.
Look, I think he's a very smart guy, but I think it's a long shot to think that Bloomberg's going to be the candidate moving forward. We'll see how the impeachment trial, if it holds up some of these senators, but he has to remember that he's not running against Trump right now. He's going to run against Trump during the summer and beyond. He's running against Bernie, Joe, Elizabeth Warren. He's running against Mayor Pete. Those are the people he's got to focus on beating.
I disagree. I think he considers all the other candidates to also be inconsequential. I mean, he was my mayor. I know how this guy, how his brain works.
Yeah,
he is a data-driven guy, and the data showed him where, just like Kellyanne Conway gets credit for telling Trump where to go in the first election, and if that is the case, then she was correct in guiding him that way, and data guides Bloomberg. He is a disruptor in many markets. He practically invented the concept of being a disruptor. I think that he is going to have, whether he wins or not, is also, that's a separate question, but I think the impact that he's going to have is going to be really, really big.
I don't doubt his impact, and I don't think he's a bad candidate at all.
Trump should be worried about is Bloomberg. That if I were in the Republican, if I were in Trump's advisory group, I'd be telling him to watch every move, try to get out in front of Bloomberg and forget the others, because I think that's where
the race is. I guess my point is you have to get there first, and you've got to have a plan to win a primary.
I think he's smart enough to have a plan. All right, here's our most recent podcast information at djvshow.com. We're talking about the shocking announcement from Prince Harry and Meghan that they are stepping back from their royal duties. We focus on the protests in Iran after the plane crash last week. The latest accusations also against Harvey Weinstein are in this podcast. Plus, a couple of big celebrities have endorsed Michael Bloomberg for president. And if you're an RBG fan, she's over her cancer-free. That podcast at djvshow.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking this smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Like this song. I don't know anything about it.
I know why you like it. It's why I like it, too. It sounds just like Fleetwood
Mac.
Sounds like
Fleetwood Mac. Yeah. All right, so this is Little Big Town in our musical focus. We get started here at 23 and change after the hour on the DJV program. This is just before the release of their ninth studio album. They've offered their fans an advance listen to the titled track. From Nightfall, sounds almost like it ought to be from a James Bond movie, doesn't it? Nightfall, written by singer Karen Fairchild with Daniel Tashian, Grammy-winning co-producer of Kacey Musgraves' hit record Golden Hour. But listen to this. It really does sound. One of the two ladies drops out of Fleetwood Mac. Here we go.
This is almost like, it makes you wonder if this was a B-side that Fleetwood Mac never released.
Yeah. The new track that came from the Grammy-nominated The Daughters, as well as Over Drinking and Sugarcoat. So how many songs? They've released four songs, right? From this new album, is that right?
I think it's four, yeah. Over Drinking is also a great song. I remember when we first debuted that here.
You got a slice of that, Kara?
Yeah, that one is kind of clever. I like the main line on it.
Over Drinking, Over You, I go out with the boys and chug back a few.
Crack a few beers open.
Okay. So they're going to play Carnegie Hall, Little Big Town is. Interesting, the first mainstream country act to play in Carnegie Hall since Alan Jackson was there in 2013. The Nightfall tour followed immediately by two nights at the legendary Apollo Theater in Harlem. Wow, this is... Going to those two places, that's quite a trip for a really designated country group. The 30-day tour that they have scheduled currently going to stop at several of the country's most prestigious intimate theaters as well between now and May. Caitlin Smith joins the tour as a special guest as well. So they said, quote, it's not a rah-rah beer festival. It just feels elegant and theatrical, more like art, said Philip Sweet, who's one of the members of the group, noting that the same holds true for the new release, which follows the Breaker in 2017, the band's third album to top the country album chart. So I'm especially liking Nightfall. This is the over-drinking out of that sound. All right, so there's the story. Those of you who are fans of Little Big Town, I'm expecting Jennifer's probably in that league.
Yes.
All right, that's good. Good for them. Randy Clark up next as our focus turns to another new album, taking a track off of the third album, Your Life is a Record. It's her first studio release since Big Day came out, Big Day in a Small Town, a couple of years ago. The new LP is going to be in stores on the 6th of March. It'll be available online as well. Your Life is a Record features songwriter Randy Newman and Brothers Osborne guitarist John Osborne as guests on the album. Randy Newman, that's an interesting statement. He is quite a prolific writer for a lot of great artists over the last, 30-some-odd years, I think, maybe, at least.
Yeah,
been around a
sure.
long time, yeah. First single is what you're listening to here, Who You Thought I Was. It's kind of a mid-tempo ballad inspired by something that Brandy Clark heard singer-songwriter John Prine say a couple of years back at an awards show. So they're all kind of working on it together. He said with a laugh, "Well, I'm John Prine, but I'd like to go back to being who you thought I was." She recalls, "Man, that hit me. The songwriter in me instantly knew it was a song, and the heart in me knew it was how I felt in my own life a lot of times." This winter, Clark.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iranian police accused of firing live rounds at protesters in the streets of Tehran. Witnesses say several people were wounded, and cell phone video circulated by activists does show bloodstains on the pavement. They've been demonstrating against the Iranian government after it admitted it mistakenly shot down a Ukrainian airliner minutes after takeoff from Tehran's airport last week, killing 180 people, counting the crew. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says this is the week when Democrats will decide when to send articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate.
I've always said I would send them over, so there shouldn't be any mystery to that. What we did want, though, and we think we accomplished in the past few weeks, is that we wanted the public to see the need for witnesses, witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened.
She was on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Tara Schillen in the spotlight. Also, a lot of things in the spotlight today. The overview of how it is that people get to that point in their lives when they get onto prescription drugs, they become addicted to drugs or alcohol or tobacco. And apparently there's a connection to all of that, Victoria, with your state of mind. That is, there's a specific state of mind that leads one to that, it would say. And I don't know if this is off the beaten path or not. It sounds like it makes sense, actually.
Well, so the background on this, I think we all can, you know, logically assume that emotions are connected heavily to addiction. So this team of Harvard researchers, they took four interwoven addiction studies to find out if there was one emotion that they could sort of drill down to that would be the underlying common denominator amongst addictive behavior. So they looked at drug addiction, alcohol addiction, shopping addiction, and food addiction. And it turns out that sadness was the one emotion that correlated for most with all four of those addictions. When people, and they put these test subjects, this actually was included a survey of over 10,000 people. And so when they were shown sad videos or had to look at sad pictures or whatever it was, they went through all different emotions, and every time someone sort of registered themselves as feeling sad about something, they smoked more, they ate more, they drank more, and they shopped more. And so shopping for women especially is definitely something that, you know, I find very relatable.
Shopped before.
Oh, yeah. I've sad shopped. I sad shopped over the weekend and already regret it, haven't even gotten it yet. So,
really?
Yes. Yeah, so I definitely think that I would have probably guessed that stress would have been maybe the first, the most notable emotion, but I don't know if stress actually counts as an emotion. So sadness is the one that they said had the,
and
it actually had
the
strongest.
And it's a little more short term. Sadness lasts for a while. So.
One of the interesting things that they found the strongest influence of all the addictions that they studied, that sadness was linked the most strongest to smoking. And that that was something that people really added a lot more cigarettes to their daily routine when they were going through the study with sadness. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I would have thought sadness and drinking would have gone together more, but they said the strongest link was smoking.
Well, I'll throw in, as you're saying that, I wafted back to my mother. I haven't made a secret of her demise and what caused her demise. She couldn't deal with my father, didn't know how to deal with him, so she smoked herself and drank herself to death. Both of those things. But she was an enormously sad person. When I think about it, I get very sad. My son and I were sort of talking about this yesterday as he acknowledged with a great-grandfather and how eager he was to have children. Excuse me. So that he could take advantage of me being grandfather. I spent a lot, this year especially, I found it to be very rewarding to spend a lot of time with Miles. Yesterday, he and I spent 3 hours over at the train at, what do they call it, Jennifer? It's over at, it's train town. Travel town. And there are a couple of train things there. There's a picture of me that goes back to a couple of years ago, which he remembered, of him and I, both of us sitting on a track, and there's nothing on the track, but people took shots at me because here I am playing on a railroad track with my grandson. But there were a lot of, but we had gone, excuse me, earlier in the day, we'd gone over to Highland Park where they were repaving the main street, and he was fascinated by the equipment. And so we went outside, and we were, Sophie's dad has a restaurant, actually a sandwich shop. We had great food yesterday. And as we were walking around, he was looking at all of the things. He's got all these toys. So he could name the steamroller, and he could name the thing that lays the tar out on the roadway and stuff. And I was standing out there, and it brought a tear to Brendan's eye. And I think back on it, and I think how it was difficult for me as a parent to be as expressive as I am as a grandparent. And so anyway, that's part of...
I think that happens a lot. I've heard many stories of that.
I didn't have any of it when I was a kid. And so I found some emotional support somewhere else. And I don't know whether I've consciously or unconsciously made the choice that was not to be the case with Miles. He has great parents anyway, and he actually has Brendan is like a parent to him, and he was talking about having Miles is getting mildly spoiled because of all the attention he gets and the fact there's nobody else there. So I said to Brendan, hurry up and have a couple of kids so Miles can be the older brother, and that'll take some of the focus off of him as well. So anyway, but I certainly understand what you're saying, Victoria. I think that what the outcome of that, it's a lot of food for thought for a lot of people listening, because I'm betting a lot of people have been there and experienced that sort of thing. So,
well, I think it's also good to just to check in with yourself. If you are feeling the need to shop more, eat more, drink more, smoke more, you know, maybe right before you do it, take 2 seconds and just check in with yourself and maybe try to figure out, like, what am I sad about right now? Am I sad? Am I moving in that direction? I think it's just good for everybody to be a little more mindful.
Speaking of raising children, there's a report out, Jennifer, that American parents make hundreds of mistakes every year while raising their children. Hello. Oh, yes, right, exactly. So what's the bottom line here when you think about it? Do you think about, all of us, I suppose, think about us being children and us being parents and that sort of thing. And I wonder how, what kind of mistakes are we talking about?
I just think it's funny these scientists actually count, okay, this average parent made X, Y, Z mistakes. That's, I don't know. I think that's a little funny and a little far. Obviously, the point is
that come up with that number.
Make mistakes. Right.
Yeah, of course we do.
Did they sit there following
you
around?
We all make mistakes. Yeah.
And who's to say what a mistake is, right? I mean, some kid's mistake, maybe another parent's doing exactly what they want.
Here's a mistake that I think a lot of parents make, giving cell phones to their children.
That's
I'm
the top
all
one,
for,
by the way.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Well, here's a new bill that is that's being introduced in Vermont to ban cell phones for anybody under 21.
See, I think that's a little much. I don't love Big Brother,
but a great
just to
idea.
Go back to this survey for a second. So this 2,000 parents, they say the average parent commits 221 mistakes. The top one is allowing kids to have too much screen time, 65%, followed by accidentally teaching kids swear words, that's 42%, and back to screen time, letting kids watch something that wasn't age appropriate, that was 39%. So to your point about this rule, this proposal about limiting screen time, which made the rounds over the weekend, people were going crazy about it. There's got to be something just between personal responsibility in parenting and the law coming in and saying you can't have a cell phone until you're 21. I don't know. That seems
you shouldn't be
a bit
you
extreme.
Can't
because
do
you could be on the road
you
at 16.
Be in the service.
You're gonna you're gonna send your kid out and drive a car around and not give him a cell phone.
I think that you shouldn't. The way kids are immature, they shouldn't be able to drive till they're 21 either. So how about that? So to go back to
most challenging age for kids, by the way, get ready for this, Dougie.
Yeah.
Six.
Okay. Yeah.
Get ready for it.
All right. So Miles is in school with one of his friends last week, and the teacher was explaining something, and they apparently. There was a bit of a discussion between these two kids about who was going to play with what toy. And suddenly, out of the mouths of both of these babes came a blanket. And when I say blanket, you can put a four-letter word. and the teachers looked at each other and looked at these kids and thought, where in the world did that come from? And it happened to, when it came back to Brendan through Megan, Megan was horrified. And so it came back to Megan, because Brendan has a rather, he has a vocabulary that's a little dicey. I'd say that once in a while, those things come out even around Miles. And I think that may have been, he didn't know what he was saying. And neither did the other kid. But I thought, she said.
For Brendan is that they probably think it's Megan and Matthew that are actually the young mouths at home.
No, they aren't at all. You'd never ever hear any word out of either of their mouths. Megan, I can't remember ever hearing Megan swear. And I don't, Matthew's very proper, and came 100% from Brendan. So, anyway. That's that story. Story of California creating its own line of pharmaceuticals up next year on the DJV program.
Hey, guys. guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdown, field goals, even extra points, 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so as Californians want to do, they are either way out in front of the rest of the country. In some areas, it's not so good to be way out in front. I'm not sure about this, though, Jennifer. Governor Newsom introducing a proposal that would make California the first state to establish its own generic drug label in order to take the power out of the hands of the greedy pharmaceuticals. So what is this part of the state
budget? This would
never
happen in New Jersey, but I would love for it to.
Well, New Jersey is where all the drug companies are.
Yeah, yep.
Right. Yeah, Cory Booker.
I haven't read too much into it. Admittedly, it was kind of it's been a busy weekend, but I did see the headlines. My fear is that I don't trust much of what the government in California does because it doesn't always end up working well in the benefit of the California citizen, and that's just not my opinion. That's actually truth.
Yeah,
so, I mean, look, if this is a way around, if this is making medicine more affordable for people, I'm always for that. So I'd love to look into it. I will look into it this week and see who's behind it, what's going on. It's hard for me to put all of my faith into the hands of Gavin Newsom because I don't know that he rules it properly all the time.
All right, so here's the good news. For those of you who want to know that the government is still on top of it, you'll be happy to know this week the U.S. Mint is going to release new quarters that have on the face of the quarter Samoan fruit bats.
Yeah, that's what you'd want.
Who even knew that there was such a thing as Samoan fruit bats, and who's responsible for change? Why do we need new quarters that have different pictures on them? What's wrong with the pictures we have on the quarter now?
It's better than the dingbat. to a quarter.
The dingbat and the fruit bat. They're all in Washington, no matter what, how you shake that out. 10 before the hour here on today's DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The good stuff on the Money Pit visit. The Money Pitter. I never thought of that. That's a great way of referring to you. Tom Kreisler, Tommy the K, is the Money Pitter. The Money Pit you can catch at any time. Subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. Questions every week from our listeners to this program. We want to probe into that mind of Tommy the K. Kim says this weekend she tried to remove a dead light bulb from her ceiling fixture. And it was so brittle, we've all had this happen. It broke in my hand. And what you don't want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is stick a screwdriver, or better yet, something that doesn't have protection on the end, like a pair of pliers up there with the juice going. Would you like to warn against that, Tom?
Yeah, it's probably not the best idea.
Not a good idea.
So, you do want to turn the power off. So that's important. Yes. And This will protect you from such an event. But if you turn the power off, Doug, one easy way to get rid of this is to take a rolled up newspaper. If you sort of roll it up and shape it so that it can fit inside that socket that's broken off, you can usually get enough pressure there where it'll just continue to grab it and unscrew that base of the light bulb that's standing behind.
That's it.
Rolled up newspaper.
Yeah,
or a paper bag.
It's been there a lot. Probably rusted in.
Well,
you've been outside on the porch or whatever, right?
Yeah, but we expect that this is you have to do this right away, not 6 weeks later.
No, I know, but I'm saying the reason that it's stuck in there in the first place is because is that aluminum? What's the base of a light bulb used?
Sometimes because it seizes and gets stuck, or you get some moisture that forms in there, and you'll get mineral deposits, and they can have sort of an adhesive like effect. Yes.
Yeah, makes it difficult.
Mm-hmm. So roll up newspaper was a trick.
There you go. All right, I saw something from the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard about remodeling your home, and the warning is don't do it if you think it will increase the value, because especially if you're going to sell it soon, you'll be lucky to recover even a portion of your investment. Do you agree with that advice?
Well, look, you never recover 100% of the value. You want to make decisions based on improvements that will give you some good portion of the value. So, for example, bathroom updates, kitchen updates, adding decks, outdoor living updates, all give you a good chunk of that value of, 70 to 80% generally when it comes time to sell the home. Now, if you're going to sell the home right away, like immediately, then I would only make those updates if your home perhaps was the only one in the neighborhood. If your competition, if you think about it that way, had all of those updates done, and you were sort of the ugly duckling on the block, and you're not going to sell the house anyway, or you're not going to get the money you think you should get for the house, then maybe I would make those updates. But only in that circumstances. If you want to make those improvements, though, you should be there for some period of time to enjoy them.
Yeah, it's good. Like redoing the kitchen, things like
right.
that.
Yeah.
Like anything else.
Unless you have to, because you have the only house on the street that doesn't have that updated kitchen.
Yeah, right. Don't be the only kid in your block not to have a good kitchen. All right, here's a tip from the Money Pit newsletter. You can get that at moneypit.com. You've got a column in there about home danger zones. There are 15 of them. You want to give us a couple of highlights as to this is really a. If for no other reason you haven't signed up yet for the Money Pit podcast or the Money Pit newsletter, this is a reason to do it. These danger zones are in everybody's home, so you picked out 15 of them, but I bet there are a lot more than that even.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, aside from some of the obvious ones, like not having smoke detectors, some you might not think about, a clogged dryer exhaust duct. This causes almost 15,000 dryer fires every single year because folks are not cleaning those exhaust ducts. You really need to do that. Now, there's a simple brush that you can buy, a dryer exhaust duct brush. One of the manufacturers is called Lint Eater. I've had one for years. And it's always surprising when you run it through the duct how much dust it pulls out of that. So that's one that you might not think about. Think also about making sure, especially this time of year, that you have a clean chimney. If you have a fireplace and you're burning wood in that fireplace, about every cord of wood, you need to make sure that that chimney is properly cleaned. Beware, though, that there are those chimney contractors out there that always love to find very dangerous things that may not exist and try to sell you expensive repairs. So be careful with that. And doors, garage doors. You know, if you don't have a newer garage door, that door could be unstoppable in the sense that it does not reverse if someone were to be trapped underneath. So be aware of that. But more information on MoneyPit.com. Grab the newsletter. Sign up for the podcast.
Catch the podcast on iTunes and Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, and Google Podcast, iHeart. Tune in pretty much the same as you find the DJV podcast. There we go. Tommy the K from the Money Pit on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.